So what I'm doing is I originally intended to have, well, to do a couple of case studies on social media and see how brands, like I was going to use Starbucks and Old Spice and how they interacted with their consumers, really. So what I was going to base it on was if they were achieving, you know, through social media, their target market or, you know, how, like, to measure their user engagement with, like, people. So, like, mm-hmm. for example, if you talk to AT&T or something and they respond to you and, like, just see that ratio, basically. Mm-hmm. And I was going to collect all this data and do all this stuff. And I proposed this and, you know, I had a 21-page, like, proposal and it was ridiculous and all this other stuff. And I know, right? Yeah. Well, I just kept doing revisions and my professor's like, you need to be more specific about this and this and this. And I was like, all right, whatever. So I did that and... You know, I did my, we had like a proposal to defense for computer science, which is a pain. So I did that, and then my professors discussed it without me being there, and they came back and they're like, you should probably, you know, you won't have enough time to do this. You could probably do like a methodology and describe how you would carry this out. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing a methodology to find if social media is effective, you know, with like brands and stuff like that, and in terms of user engagement, ratings, and if they reach their target market. I described each methodology with a different, like I did YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. Those are my main three. And what I did was kind of described how, like, a company would use that and how, you know, you would get results, I guess you could say, from that. Like, so there's a bunch of, like, analytics tools for social media. And one of them I used was called Clout. Clout. And so what it did was it measured like influence and user engagement, and they used like different algorithms to do it. I don't know specifically what they are, but you know, you find that data, and then with case studies you have to, you know, make it valid. So you have to get multiple sources, so you know, YouTube and Facebook and see and like Twitter. Those were kind of like my three sources of evidence, and you know, I gave examples for each, how to collect them and things like that. And you know, sometimes I came across problems, like recently finding user brand engagement on Facebook's hard because there's no real tools that do it. So there'll be a lot of tools that, you know, I find that say like engagement or whatever, but it's not what I'm looking for, because basically they say, you know, users like posted on like, you know, Starbucks's wall or they liked it or something, but that's not really engagement. That's just like feedback, I guess you could say.
So what is engagement?
So I would say that engagement is, you know, similar to if you owned like a small business and you talked to, you know, individuals that you knew that came in the store and stuff. So that's basically the same idea. So like an open dialogue between the brand and the user itself, actually caring about, you know, their customers basically.